Ever feel like your reading list is just judging you? You know, like there just aren't enough hours in the day to get to all those books. But what if you could unlock that knowledge, all those insights, without actually reading? Today, we're diving into the world of turning books into podcasts. It's changing the game for authors, and it might just be the secret weapon for busy learners like you.
It's fascinating. It really taps into the power of how our brains work. Hearing information, like especially with that human voice, with all the emotion, the emphasis, it activates different neural pathways than just reading. It's like it adds another dimension to learning.
So it's not just about fitting it into your schedule, though, let's be honest, reading while you walk the dog, pretty awesome. But it's about making that knowledge stick.
Auditory learners, they thrive in this type of environment. But even if you're a visual learner, even if you're someone who really likes to see things, combining the audio with the written word, that creates like a powerful synergy. It's like the information is coming at you from multiple angles.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but let's be real, turning a whole book into a podcast, it can't be as simple as just reading it out loud.
Oh, no, you're right. It's really about crafting an audio experience, something that complements the written word, not just replicates it. Think of it like, how a movie adapts a book. A good film, it's going to capture the essence of the story, but it's also going to bring its own unique elements to the table.
So it's like you're distilling the key themes, the aha moments, and presenting them in a way that's, that's engaging for the ear.
Precisely. It's about identifying that core message. That core message of the book, and finding creative ways to translate that into an auditory format. And that might involve, breaking the content into episodes, each focusing on a specific aspect or theme.
It's like chapters, but for your ears.
And don't forget the power of audio. Like, think about, music to set the mood, sound effects to create immersion, or even interviews with experts to bring in those different perspectives.
Wait, interviews. Okay, now that's interesting. So it's not just the author's voice. You can actually have conversations with other thought leaders, like to expand on the book's ideas.
Precisely. Like, imagine you're listening to a podcast about, I don't know, maybe a historical novel, right? And then all of a sudden you hear from a historian, someone who can provide that real-world context, or maybe even challenge the author's interpretation. That adds a whole new layer of depth and engagement.
Okay, you've officially blown my mind. But for the million-dollar question, how does somebody, maybe someone who's not a tech wizard, how do they actually go about creating a podcast? I mean, it feels kind of intimidating.
I totally understand that feeling, but I assure you it's much more manageable than you might think. And the beauty is, as you get more comfortable, you can always level up your setup. But to start, really all you need is a decent microphone, some headphones so you can monitor your sound.
Wait, hold on, in a microphone? Like, do I need to invest in a fancy studio setup? I mean, that's a whole other level of commitment.
Not at all. While professional studios are great, you can get started with a surprisingly affordable USB microphone. There are a lot of options out there that plug right into your computer, and they provide excellent sound quality for podcasting.
Okay, that's a relief. So I've got my microphone, my headphones. What next? How do I actually capture and edit the audio?
Well, once you've got that recording equipment all sorted out, you're going to need some editing software. Think of it like a digital chisel, something that lets you shape and polish your audio.
Chisel. I'm already getting flashbacks to high school woodshop. Not my finest hour. Like, is this going to require coding skills or something?
Not at all. Luckily, there are very user-friendly options out there, like Audacity or GarageBand. It's like having a mini recording studio right on your computer. They let you cut out mistakes, you can add music, you can even adjust the volume levels, all to create a professional-sounding podcast.
Wow, so I can make it sound polished even if I'm like fumbling over my words behind the scenes? That's reassuring.
Absolutely. These tools are designed with beginners in mind. They have intuitive interfaces, and a lot of them even offer tutorials or help guides to walk you through the basics.
Okay, so we've recorded our podcast, we've edited it to perfection. How do we get it out into the world? Where do these audio gems actually like live?
That's where podcast hosting platforms come in. These services like Anchor or Libsyn, they're like the distribution hubs of the podcasting world. They store your audio files, and they make it really easy to share your episodes on all the major platforms.
So think Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all the places where people already go to listen to their favorite shows.
Exactly. Those platforms are essentially podcast directories. They let listeners discover and subscribe to shows that they're interested in. And by using a hosting service, you ensure that your podcast is accessible to a wide audience.
This is starting to feel real. But let's be honest, there are a ton of podcasts out there. How do we make sure ours doesn't get lost in the shuffle?
You've hit on a crucial point. Promotion is key. I mean, you put all this effort into creating amazing content. You want to make sure people actually hear it. Think of it like launching a book.
Right.
You wouldn't just publish it and hope for the best,
it's
right?
A good point.
You'd shout it from the rooftops, spread the word to everyone you know.
So where do we start with podcast promotion?
Social media is your best friend. Announce your new episodes, share behind-the-scenes snippets, maybe even create what are called audiograms. Uh-huh. Those are those little snippets of audio that you can share as teasers. It's all about breeding that excitement and giving people a reason to tune in.
I can see how that would create some buzz.
Yeah.
And what about reaching those who might not already be following us? How do we tap into those new audiences?
Collaborations are powerful. You know, partner with other podcasters, with authors, even influencers who align with your genre or your topic. It's like a podcast swap. You know, you promote their show to your listeners and they do the same for you.
It's a win-win.
Win-win for everyone.
I love that. It's like building a network of support and shared enthusiasm. But I'm curious, is there anything else that authors should be thinking about to maximize the impact of both their book and their podcast?
A dedicated author website is crucial. Think of it as your online home base.
Okay.
That central hub where readers and listeners can discover everything you do.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But isn't building a website another tech hurdle? It feels like we're adding a whole other layer of complexity here.
I hear you. But thankfully, there are resources that are specifically designed to simplify this process for authors. Imagine a website builder that speaks your language with templates and tools that make it easy to showcase both your books and your podcast in a really cohesive way.
Sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
So we're talking about a platform that not only makes it easy to build a beautiful website, but also seamlessly connects your books and podcasts, like creating a one-stop shop for all your creative endeavors.
Exactly. It's about building a brand, that online presence that reflects your unique voice and makes it easy for readers and listeners to find you and connect with your work on multiple levels.
Okay, I'm officially inspired. We've covered a lot of ground here, from the surprising benefits of audio learning to the practical steps of creating and promoting a podcast. So what does this all mean for authors and listeners?
It means we're entering a new era of storytelling and knowledge sharing. For authors, it's an opportunity to connect with their audience on a deeper level. It's bringing their words to life and fostering that sense of community.
It sounds like a win-win. Authors get to expand their reach. Listeners get to experience books in a whole new way.
Exactly. And for listeners, it's about unlocking access to knowledge and entertainment in a way that fits into their busy lives. I mean, imagine having your own personal library delivered right to your ears.
That's such a powerful image. Okay, before we wrap up this part of our conversation, any final thoughts for our listeners who might be thinking, hey, this podcasting thing sounds pretty cool. Maybe I should give it a try.
Absolutely. If you're an author and you have story to tell or knowledge to share, podcasting is an incredible avenue to explore. And if you're a listener, dive into the world of book-based podcasts. You'll be amazed at what you can learn, what you can discover, all while you're multitasking or simply relaxing.
Awesome. Well, we'll be back with more on this topic in our next installment. So be sure to subscribe and stay tuned.
Sounds great. You know what's really interesting about this whole trend? It's not just about replacing books with podcasts. It's about using podcasts to enhance the reading experience.
Oh, now that you mention it, I've actually heard of authors creating podcasts as like companions to their books, you know, like bonus content or behind the scenes insight.
Exactly. It's about adding those layers of depth and engagement that audio just does so well.
Give me an example. I'm having a hard time picturing how that would work in practice.
Okay. Let's say you're reading a historical novel and you come across like a description of a battle. In the podcast, the author could interview a military historian.
Oh, wow.
To like break down the tactics that were used, or maybe even play some period music to set the scene.
Wow, that would That would really transport me back in time. It's like adding a whole new dimension to the story.
Exactly. And it's not just limited to fiction. Imagine reading a book about, I don't know, maybe personal finance. The author could create podcast episodes with interviews with financial advisors, or share real life success stories from people who have actually implemented the book's advice.
So it's like taking the book club concept to a whole new level.
Right.
You get the insights from the book, plus the added bonus of hearing from other experts and readers.
Precisely. It's about creating a richer, more immersive learning experience.
I love that. It's like we're breaking down those walls between, you know, different forms of media,
yeah,
and creating something that's truly unique.
And that's what's so exciting about this whole trend. It's not just about repurposing content. It's about reimagining how we engage with information and stories.
Okay, I have to admit, I'm starting to get really excited about the possibilities here.
Yeah.
But for those authors who are maybe just dipping their toes into the podcasting waters,
mm-hmm,
what advice would you give them? Where do they even begin?
Well, the first step is to really identify your audience and what they're looking for. What kind of audio experience would complement your book and provide value to your readers?
So it's not just about, you know, summarizing the book in audio format. It's about thinking creatively and strategically about what audio can add to the experience.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment with different formats and styles. You know, try interviewing interesting people, incorporate music and sound effects, and most importantly, have fun with it.
That's great advice. It's all about finding your voice and creating something that feels authentic to you.
And once you've created your podcast, don't forget about promotion.
Right. Because what good is a podcast if no one listens to it?
Exactly. Use social media to your advantage. Announce new episodes. Share behind the scenes content and engage with your listeners.
It's all about building that buzz and excitement, just like you would with a new book release.
Precisely. Right. And don't underestimate the power of collaboration. Connect with other podcasters, authors, influencers, and in your niche, cross-promotion can be a game changer when it comes to reaching new audiences.
So it's about building a community around your book and your podcast.
Exactly. Engage with your listeners, respond to their comments, and make them feel like they're part of the conversation.
That's a great point. It's about building relationships and fostering that sense of belonging.
And remember, the goal isn't just to get people to listen to one episode. It's to create a loyal following who eagerly awaits each new installment.
Okay, I'm loving all of this.
Yeah.
But what about the authors who aren't quite ready to commit to like a full-fledged podcast?
There are still plenty of ways to incorporate audio into your author platform, even if you're not ready to launch like a weekly or biweekly show.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more about these smaller steps.
Well, one option is to create what are called audiograms. These are bite-sized snippets of audio that you can share on social media to capture attention and pique interest.
Ooh, I love those.
Mm-hmm.
They're like little trailers for your book.
Exactly. And they're relatively easy to create using free or inexpensive audio editing software.
What other audio baby steps can authors take?
You could record short introductions to your chapters or sections.
Okay.
These can be a fun way to connect with readers on a more personal level, offer additional insights or even set the mood for a particular part of your book.
It's like adding those bonus features you find on DVDs. I love it.
And don't forget about the power of audiobooks. While creating a full-fledged audiobook can be a significant undertaking, there are platforms where you can narrate your own shorter works, like short stories or essays.
That's a great point. It's a chance to experiment with narration and see how your voice resonates with listeners.
Exactly. The key is to start small, explore different options, and find what feels right for you and your writing style.
This has been so insightful. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us.
My pleasure. It's always a joy to talk about the exciting ways that authors are using audio to connect with their readers.
You know, it's really striking, this idea of building a community through audio. It's like we're creating these virtual spaces, you know, where readers and authors can connect in ways that just weren't possible before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing to see how podcasts are really fostering those connections. You know, readers are no longer just passive consumers of content. They're actively engaging with authors. They're sharing their thoughts and really contributing to the conversation.
It's like those lively book club discussions, but amplified and accessible to anyone with an internet connection.
Exactly. And it's not just about, you know, discussing existing books, right? Podcasts are sparking new ideas. They're inspiring creativity and encouraging people to think outside the box.
It feels like we're at the forefront of a really exciting shift in how we consume and interact with information.
Absolutely. Audio is such a powerful medium, and podcasting is really democratizing access to knowledge and entertainment in a way that we've never seen before.
So as we wrap up our exploration, this fascinating topic, what's the one key takeaway that you want to leave our listeners with?
If you've ever thought about dipping your toes into the podcasting waters, now is the time to jump in. The tools are readily available. The community is incredibly supportive, and the possibilities are truly limitless.
That's such an inspiring message.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that we all have stories to tell, we have voices to be heard, and a place in this vibrant and ever-evolving world of audio storytelling.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll be listening to your podcast.
That's the dream. So to all our listeners out there, whether you're seasoned podcasters or just starting to explore the possibilities, keep creating, keep connecting, and keep sharing your unique voice with the world. Until next time, happy listening.